This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It is the closest race for president ever. Voters in Kenya went to the polls today to cast their ballots for either the incumbent, Mwai Kibaki, or the challenger, Raila Odinga. Voting was relatively peaceful after a campaign that was marked by violence. Official results aren't expected until tomorrow, and as NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports, there have been charges of vote rigging.
There are 14.2 million registered voters in Kenya, and Margaret Waga is no better and no worse than any of them. She votes in Kibera, one of the world's largest slums. And this morning, among the corrugated tin shacks and open sewage, she smells a rat.
I left my house at 6. Yes, and one of the first things I noted as I left is that there was no transport and people were walking. I don't understand why on a day like this, public transport system should not ferry people.
Today is election day in Kenya and a national holiday. But for many, it has been a national day of limbo as businesses and services were slow to non-existent. In Kibera, that's a problem because there is no matter more pressing, more urgent, more vital than voting. Kibera is fixated on the presidential race because their representative is in the running. Raila Odinga is their parliamentarian, but for Waga and other ethnic Luos here, he is potentially the first Luo president in Kenya's history.
And we are confident he will only lose if it's rigged. But if it is a free and fair election, he's going to go with a landslide, just like Zuma did in South Africa. He is the people's choice. And every Kenyan loves him, apart from Kenyans from Central Province, where the incumbent president comes from.
Raila Odinga has led the incumbent, President Mwai Kibaki, in every nationwide poll for the past 12 weeks. But Odinga's supporters see him as the underdog. At the Olympic Primary School, people are tense. Odinga has spent weeks telling them that there will be voter irregularities today, designed to cost him the election. If so much as a single name is missing from the voting rolls, the folks here yell, "Bow."
I can't sleep. I'm going to stay here until, even if it's on 28th or 29th, I'm going to camp here until Kibaki is back to State House.
That's Hannah Oboche, an ethnic Kikuyu in the nearby Dagoretti neighborhood. The Kibaki camp has been just as suspicious. In a statement earlier today, the president's party said that his supporters in western Kenya were being harassed by Odinga loyalists. They also said ballot boxes were missing. But don't tell Beatrice Kakahi Wormamuli. She was an election worker during Kenya's 24-year autocracy under Daniel Arap Moi. Comparatively, she says, today is a really nice day.
Kenyans have become enlightened. They know the meaning of a Kenyan choosing a leader. But before, it's as if they were just being forced. But now they came, by 5 o'clock, they were at the gate, pulling and pushing one another to end and choose a leader. So we have seen great differences.
Differences indeed. This is the closest election in Kenya's history, a test of the multi-party democracy that both Kibaki and Odinga fought hard against Moi to achieve. Both men are now promising a chance for up to half of the population to climb out of the morass of tribalism and poverty. But Teresia Waithira, a 55-year-old Kikuyu vegetable farmer, says she has long passed the age of believing in politicians and their promises.
My life cannot change because as long as I'm poor, there's no way it will change. It is just theirs that will change, not us. Unless God comes, nothing will change.
But for all her world-weary cynicism, Waithira voted today, and she voted for Kibaki. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.